The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, welcome to Path to Success Transmission. Alhamdulillah, today our Muballighin Bilal Shabbir Madani, Wasim Attari, MashaAllah, Hafiz Attari, and MashaAllah, Mare Harun Attari with us. Welcome to all of you. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Another day and another beautiful topic is spend time in the masjid. The importance of masjid, why we should spend our time in the masajid, the best parts of the world, inshallah. We will discuss about these things, inshallah. We'll start with the blessings of Durood-e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood-e Pak in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا
اور جب تم نے کہا اے موسیٰ ہم ہرگز تمہارا یقین نہ لائیں گے جب تک علانیہ خدا کو نہ دیکھ لیں تو تمہیں کڑک نے آ لیا اور تم دیکھ رہے تھے پھر مرے پیچھے ہم نے تمہیں زندہ کیا کہ کہیں تم احسان مانو
وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ
اور ہم نے ابر کو تمہارا سائبان کیا اور تم پر من اور سلوہ اتارا کھاؤ ہماری دی ہوئی ستھری چیزیں اور انہوں نے کچھ ہمارا نہ بگاڑا ہاں اپنی ہی جانوں کا بگاڑ کرتے تھے
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَٰذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
اور جب ہم نے فرمایا اس بستی میں جاؤ پھر اس میں جہاں چاہو بے روک ٹوک کھاؤ اور دروازہ میں سجدہ کرتے داخل ہو اور کہو ہمارے گناہ معاف ہوں ہم تمہاری خطائیں بخش دیں گے اور قریب ہے کہ نیکی والوں کو اور زیادہ دیں
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ واہ کیا جو تو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا واہ کیا جو تو کرم ہے شہ
Uh-huh.
بتا تیرا تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another unique topic is spend time in the house of Allah, masjid, mosque. And remember, it's not only the name of a place, but it's such a place where all the time mercies and the showers of Allah, blessings of Allah azawajal, جو ہے وہ برس رہی ہوتی ہے. اللہ عز و جل keep showering blessings and mercy in the house of Allah, especially in our masajid. اور یہ وہ جگہیں ہوتی ہیں یہ treatment places جن کو کوئی نہیں پوچھتا, ان کے تمام مسائل اس جگہ پہ آ کر دور ہوتے ہیں. مساجد وہ جگہ ہوتی ہیں جہاں پہ دکھوں کا مداوا ہوتا ہے, جہاں پہ اللہ کی رحمتوں کا نزول ہوتا ہے اور مسائل دور ہو جاتے ہیں. پریشان جس کو دنیا دھتکار دیتی ہے, جب وہ اس در پر آتا ہے اور اپنا سر سجدے میں رکھتا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں, مسجد میں, تو اس کی تمام بگڑی ہوتی ہے وہ بن جاتی ہے. یہ وہ جگہ ہے جس کے بارے میں آج ہم بات کر رہے ہیں کہ اسپینڈ ٹائم ان مساجد. اور آج کے دور میں جو انفارچونیٹلی پیپل ڈیفیکلٹ ٹو فائنڈ ٹائم ٹو گو ان دا مساجد, اسی لیے ہم یہ ٹاپک لے کر آئے ہیں کہ ہم آپ کو بتا سکے کہ ان مساجد کی بلیسنگز کیا ہے, ان مساجد کی برکتیں کیا ہے. دنیا ویسے ہی بہت پریشان ہے. دس پرابلم, ہاؤس آف اللہ ریموو آل یور پرابلمز انشاءاللہ. جی بلال بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں؟
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب, دس از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹاپک ایز ویل, کلوزلی لنکنگ ٹو آن ٹو مائی سیلف اینڈ فار آل آف اس ہیئر. یو نو اٹس اے ٹائم ٹو ریفلیکٹ. وین ایور وی الحمد للہ ہیو دا اپرچونیٹی ٹو کم آن مدنی چینل, دا ٹاپکس آر ناٹ اونلی فار پریچنگ, رادر ایز امیر لسنر ٹیچز دا مبلغین اینڈ دوز افیلیٹڈ ود آر اسلامی, از دیٹ وٹ ایور یو اباؤٹ ٹو پریچ ٹو سم ون, میک شیور دیٹ یو نو یو آر ایڈریسنگ یور سیلف مور امپورٹنٹلی. سو آئی فائنڈ دس topic more addressing myself as well, that we need to spend more time within the masjid, as this is that place, as you have highlighted, the mercy of Allah descends. It is mentioned in different narrations about how great this masjid, the masjid is of itself, and then the sanctified nature of, you know, three special masajid in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted: Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi Sharif, and Masjidul Aqsa. And the masjid, Sayyid Sahab, as you mentioned, it is like a curing center. It's a spiritual curing center, meaning when a person truly enters within the masjid and his heart is, you know, submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he finds tranquility there. As many things within Islam, Sayyid Sahab, we find that they actually resonate with our soul. Like, there's things within Islam which, you know, touch us spiritually. And this cannot be attained by any worldly type of peace and luxury and pleasure that many people try to go out towards to attain. And within the masjid, Sayyid Sahab, regarding just the actual masjid itself and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Holy Quran, I'd like to highlight one verse to start off with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. So translation of Kanzul Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, who are the people who uphold, who populate the masajid? Allah says, only in nama is in the Arabic language kalimatul hasr, meaning it's a word is used to restrict something. Allah is saying only those uphold the mosques of Allah, the masajid of Allah, who the people who believe in Allah and who believe in the final day and who keep their salah established and pay their zakah. And finally, Allah mentions another quality about them, walam yakhsha illallah, and they do not fear anyone except Allah. And finally, Allah says it is therefore imminent that they would be amongst the people of guidance. And within this verse, I'd like to go to the tafsir. Mufti Qasim mentions very beautifully, he says that this verse highlights, meaning who are the people who are worthy of populating the masajid? Who are these people whom Allah has mentioned? Because they mention who is mustahik, who is actually fortunate, who is worthy of this. And first of all, Mufti Saab mentions the mu'mineen, it's the believers. That these are such places which are allocated for the believing people. Again, when it mentions, how do they, innama ya'muru masajid Allah, so how do they uphold the mosques of Allah? It mentioned in tafsir, it means that they clean the masjid, they look after the masjid, they illuminate the masjid, and they also protect the masjid from any worldly conversations. This is one way of upholding the mosque. And if I just pause here and we reflect on our state today, many people, whether it be a janaza, or meaning a, you know, Fatiha Khani taking place in the masjid, or just coming for the regular 5 daily prayers, what is our, you know, mindset when we enter the masjid? The masjid is not any ordinary place. This is a very sanctified place. And even the word masjid tells us that this is the time and place of sajda, the time and place of prostration. This is why the ulama mention that a person cannot eat or drink or sleep within the masjid. Really, because the designated purpose of the masjid is to worship Allah. But when a person performs the sunnah of i'tikaf, then these things zimnan become permissible for that period of time that he is within the masjid. Alongside this, in the tafsir it mentions, Mufti Saab says, and the people who uphold the masajid of Allah, they are those people so who clean the masjid, who look after the masjid, who illuminate the masjid, and who do not speak about worldly matters within the masjid. As well as this, not only worldly matters, but any other matter which does not pertain to worship of Allah or zikr of Allah, these people, they refrain from this, and they also encourage other people to do so as well. And he mentions, Mufti Saab mentions as well, ilm ka dars bhi zikr mein dakhil hai. Meaning teaching Islamic knowledge is also a part of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, the masjid, it is designated for the worship of Allah. It's designated for the remembrance of Allah. And on top of this, when we hold gatherings of remembrance, remembering Allah, we remember our pious predecessors, we learn about their lives, how they were so devoted to Allah, this inspires us to become more punctual and more practical as Muslims. And say that this will only be obtained when we first and foremost go to the masjid. So this is the mindset I give to myself, that we need to make this change and we need to, you know, attend the masajid first and foremost to perform our 5 daily prayers, as well as this to seek Islamic knowledge.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Bade apne zabardast andaaz mein isko explain bhi kiya, kya hai aur kya zaruri hai hamare liye aur kaun hote hain aur waqai jo masjidon ko abad karne wale wo Allah wale hi hote hain, jo aakhirat par bhi imaan rakhte hain, wo waqai momineen ki us branch mein hote hain ki jo waqai Rabbe Kareem ko pasand hain, ke jo Allah ke zikr se jo hai wo masajid ko abad karte hain aur waqai truly jo main purpose hai, just for the worship of Allah, zikrullah, ye masajid aaj pata nahi kahan pe kya kya dekhne ke aata hai ke masajid ko pata nahi kis hisab se bana diya, aur jo hai aajkal ek naya concept chal raha hai ke masjid mein ye bhi hona chahiye, masjid mein mazallah pata nahi kya kuch ho raha hai, masjid isliye nahi hai, is only for the worship of Allah almighty, na khelne ke liye hai na faltu cheezon ke liye, wahan baithkar mazallah koi mobile par game khela, is not allowed there. तो उसकी वजह भी यही है कि दर से कुरान अगर हमने ना बुलाया होता, ये जमाना ना जमाने ने दिखाया था. द प्रॉब्लम इज जो मसाजिद का मेन मकसद था उससे हट गए, उसको कुछ और बना दिया माशाल्लाह, उसको कहता यार चलो जी एक आउटिंग के लिए इधर ये भी होना चाहिए, ये भी होना चाहिए. मस्जिद अल्लाह की इबादत के लिए, वहां पर आए तो सुकून मिले. इट्स नॉट लाइक एन ऑर्डिनरी बिल्डिंग. वसीम भाई एक होता है ना, बराबर में घर है, बराबर में मस्जिद है, बिल्कुल सेम, वही इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का सप्लायर है, वही गैस का सप्लायर भी उधर है, सफाई करने वाला हो सकता है, वो भी सफाई करने वाला, वहां पे भी सफाई होती है, वहां पे भी लाइट का इंतजाम होता है, वहां पे भी वही वृक्ष लगते हैं जो बराबर वाले घर में लग रहे होते हैं.
لیکن قربان جائے مسجد وہ جگہ ہوتی ہے کہ اگر وہ آپ کے گھر میں جو ہے وہی ٹائل لگے وہی کارپیٹ لگا آپ جوتے پہن کے جاتے ہیں, جب نسبت اللہ کے گھر سے مسجد سے ہو جاتی ہے تو پھر جوتے اتار کے جایا جاتا ہے, پھر اس کی لائٹ کے بھی جو ہے کوئی جو اگر اس کا خرچہ اٹھاتا ہے تو اس کو بھی رب کریم جو ہے برکت عطا فرماتا ہے. آپ اپنے گھر کے لائٹ کے پیسے دے رہے ہو گے, بڑے برابر میں آپ کا گھر ہے, اس کی وہ شان اور وہ مرتبہ نہیں ہے جب نسبت اللہ عز و جل کے گھر سے ہو جاتی ہے, مسجد سے ہو جاتی ہے. آپ اپنے گھر کے اندر گھنٹوں گزار رہے ہیں لیکن جو کچھ لمحے مسجد میں گزارتا ہے اس کو جو برکتیں اور فضائل ملتے ہیں کہ وہ واقعی ہم سوچ نہیں سکتے ہیں. لیکن آج لوگ علمان الحفیظ جو ہے وہ مسجد میں جانے کی بجائے بازاروں کے اندر جو ہے وہ ٹائم گزارتے ہیں. ورس پلیس کون سی ہے, بیسٹ پلیس کون سی ہے دنیا میں, یہ بھی انشاءاللہ آپ کو تھوڑی دیر میں بتاتے ہیں.
جی شاہ صاحب, ماشاء اللہ, بیوٹیفل یونیک ٹاپک ماشاء اللہ. The topics that they are choosing recently, mashallah, is absolutely unique as well, alhamdulillah. So may Allah give them barakah. But in regards to this, Sayyid Sahib, alhamdulillah, the masajid, it's a place where the mercy of Allah is constantly showering upon, alhamdulillah. And you just mentioned as well that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has mentioned that the best place on the earth is the masajid. Meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing, there's many things, there's many, many buildings, like you said, in our localities. But the best place, even it's small, it's not big as the house is, but it's the best place on the road, alhamdulillah. It's the best place on the planet. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says that the worst place is the marketplace. But if you look at this, if you compare this, on a Saturday or Sunday, Zuhar time, Asr time, Maghrib time, Isha time, unfortunately you will see that the marketplace, the worst places that are described, they are absolutely packed out. But if you look at the masajid, unfortunately, at times they're empty. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Shah Sahib, he has mentioned that when you see someone coming and going abundantly to the masjid, then bear witness of his faith, because Allah azza wa jalla has said, and it's a Quranic ayah, only those enliven the masajid of Allah who believe in Allah and the last day. So these are those fortunate people. Now who are those people that enliven the masajid? It's mentioned in Tafsir al-Naimi that there's approximately 11 people. First one is the one building a masjid. You know, today, unfortunately, many people, you know, they've got this misconception that, you know, there's a masjid on every corner, and why is this? Shah's up simple answer to this is that there's a clothes shop on every corner, there's a phone shop on every corner, there's a few chip shops together, no problem at all. But for example, there's two masajid on one road and that's it. What's the reason? What's the purpose? This is unfortunately the mentality. But the best place is the masajid. You can have three or four chip shops together, no benefit. Two masajid on one road, that street is ultimately blessed to have two masajid on this road as well. So that's the first one. Second one is the one increasing it. Number three is extending it. Today this is another problem. Why are you extending the masajid? There's only two namazi. Why are you extending it? It's mentioned in the narration that those people who extend the masajid, they enliven the masjid, alhamdulillah. Number four, the ones renovating. Number five, laying out the carpets and mats. Number six, painting it. 7, adding lights and adorning it. Number 8, which is the main ronak of the masjid, which is performing namaz in the masjid and reading the Holy Quran. So these are those actions that we should be doing in the masajid. But Shah Sahib, unfortunately today, like Bilal Bhai briefly, and we're going to be speaking about this later on, the unfortunate people, they've got a different mindset. Why are you going to the masajid? So-and-so has passed away, I have to show my face. Meaning you're going to the masjid, you're going to the house of Allah, but no, I have to show that person my face, that's why I'm going to the masjid. So we should be yearning, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in narrations that the person who is in the masjid is like the fish in the water, alhamdulillah. That's what's been described as. So we should try to spend our time constantly in the masjid. Whenever we get an opportunity, go to the masjid, inshallah. Your heart, your everything will be fresh, inshallah.
Ji, Hafiz bhai kehte hain masjid bharti hai waise. Aaj hamara topic bhi spend time in masjid. Log baithte hain aur tadad mein baithte hain, lekin kab baithte hain? Kisi ke funeral pe, کسی کے تیجے پہ, کسی کے چالیسویں پہ. یہ بیٹھنا چلے اچھی بات ہے, لیکن مسجدوں کا یہ مقصد نہیں تھا. مسجدیں اس لیے تھوڑی بنائی گئی تھی کہ کوئی مر جائے تو چلو جی آ کر بیٹھو, یا کسی کا آخری ٹائم میں چلو جی مسجد میں جمع کر دو. وہ تو مردہ دلوں کو زندہ کرنے کے لیے, تو مردہ دل وہاں پر جاتا ہے تو اس کے دل زندہ ہو جاتے ہیں ذکر اللہ کرنے سے, ٹوٹے ہوئے جاتے ہیں تو وہاں پر جڑ جاتے ہیں, وہاں پہ جانے سے تو سکون ملتا ہے زندگی کو. لیکن وہ افسوس کے ساتھ ہم اس وقت اب وہ بھی ایک مجبوری سمجھ لیا کہ یس اف آئی ڈونٹ گو دین وہ خاندان میں باتیں ہوں گی. اللہ اکبر, زہر کی نماز ہو رہی ہے, مینی پلیسز یو ہیو سین دس, اور عبیل بھائی تو بہت اس کے بارے میں تجربہ رکھتے ہیں کیونکہ وہ غسل میت فیونرل کے حوالے سے جانا ہوتا ہے ہمارا بھی, جنازہ بھی ہوتا ہے. عموماً جنازہ ایسے ٹائم پہ ہوتا ہے کہ آفٹر فرض صلاح, کہ ابھی ظہر کی ہوئی, ابھی عصر کی ہوئی, ابھی مغرب کی ہوئی, یا ظہر کی ہوئی پھر مغرب کی ہوئی پھر عشاء کی ہوئی, تو اس کے بعد جو ہے وہ جنازہ ہونا ہے. لیکن ہوتا کیا ہے کہ فرض نماز ہو رہی ہے جس کا قیامت میں پوچھا جائے گا, لوگ باہر ہیں, نماز جنازہ کتنے بجے ہے, نماز فرض نماز چھوڑی اور نماز جنازہ میں آگے کھڑے ہو گئے. حالانکہ نماز جنازہ جو ہے وہ اگر دو تین نے بھی ادا کر دی تو سب کی طرف سے کفایت کری جائے گی, لیکن فرض نماز آپ نے اپنی ادا ہی کرنی ہے, لیکن اس وقت باہر کھڑے ہوئے. گاڑی سٹارٹ کریں گے, پتہ چلا لندن میں کسی کا انتقال ہو گیا, ادھر گاڑی سٹارٹ کی لندن چلے گئے, دو گھنٹے گاڑی چلا کے چلے گئے, جی فیونرل میں جانا ہے, اور گھر کے کونے میں مسجد ہے. حی علی الصلاح حی علی الفلاح ایوری ڈے فائیو ٹائم, کم ٹو سکسیس کم ٹو پریئر, لیکن بندہ گھر سے نہیں اٹھ رہا ہے. لیکن جنازہ ہو رہا ہے تو جی اتنا دور جا رہا ہے, تو یہ کس کے لیے؟ ایوری تھنگ ڈیپینڈ آن یور انٹینشن, واٹ از دا انٹینشن بیہائنڈ اٹ. اگر رب کو راضی کرنے کی ہے تو پھر تو ہماری کوئی نماز مس نہیں ہونی چاہیے, ہم مسجد میں نظر آنے چاہیے. اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے اور ہمیں مساجد آباد کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. جی حفیظ,
ماشاء اللہ, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کیا شاجید سن تصویر چھکی, گل یہ ہے کہ انٹینشن واسطے جانے ہو یا اٹینشن واسطے جانے ہو.
جی جی,
تے شاہ جی گل یہ ہے کہ استاد صاحب بھی آیت تلاوت کیتی ہے کہ اللہ انکار اوہی آباد کرنے جڑے ایمان والے وے, جڑے آخرت پر ایمان رکھنے, اللہ پر ایمان رکھنے. تے ایک گل ہی ہے شاہ جی کہ اتھے کوئی ایسی بات نہیں ہے انہونی کہ پہلو پتہ ہی نہیں سی کسے کی, ایسی ایسا گلاں کرنے ہاں جو کسے کو پہلو پتہ ہی نہیں ہونیاں. تو بھائی یہ مدنی چینل پر تو پہلی دفعہ کرنے گلاں, تو چلو اتھے سننے ہاں, ہر مسلمان کی پتہ ہے جو اتھے گلاں کرنے ہاں, بس ایک توجہ دلوانے نہیں, توجہ دلوانے نہیں, کہ شاید کسے توجہ ہوئی جائے تو اسی کوئی تبدیلی آئی جائے. تے گل تو سنی وہی ہے کہ یا تو جنازے پر مسجداں پر ہونی ہیں, یا پھر جمعے پر ہونی ہیں, یا عیدی پر. جی اچھا, ہوں بات یہ ہے کہ شاید اتنی توجہ نہیں یا سمجھ نہیں یا اتنا علم نہیں پہنچیا انہوں تک, یا انہوں کو حاصل کرنے کی کوشش نہیں کی. اس نے پر تھوڑی گل کر سا, ممکن ہے کہ ذہن بننا شروع ہو جائے. دیکھو سرکار مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اس پر ان کیا بحث کریے کہ پاپ گلاب سارے پرے ہوئے تو مسجد حالیہ سارے جاننے, میرا سنت احمد برکات مرالیہ پہلو فرمانے سے 5%, ہوں 2% پر آئے ہوئے کہ 2% نمازی ہے باقی نہیں نماز پڑھنی ہے نہیں. تو اس نے پر ان کی لمبی بحث ہے اگر سا کریا تھا, تو اصا کہ مسجد فرض نماز واسطے بھی وہ بھی اس ویلے اس نے 5 منٹ رہی جانے,
وہ تو آ کر بھی کھڑے ہوتے ہیں کونے میں, ایک منٹ پہلے بھی اندر نہیں آنا, ایسے ہی ہے نہیں. 5 منٹ ہو جاتے ہیں تو 5 بڑی بات ہے حفیظ بھائی, نہیں دکھتے 5 منٹ میں بھی.
اور
جمعے کے وقت بھی آپ دیکھیں,
آخری صف میں بار بار آنے ہیں, پہلی صافی چچو پہلی صافی چچی بیو, اتنی اس کی برکت ہے, اتنی اس کا ثواب ہے. سرکار مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم فرمایا لوکاں کی پتہ لگی جائے نا پہلی صافی چ کیا قرآن اندازی کر سن, پہلو ماڑا نا اچھا ہے, پہلو ماڑا نا اچھا ہے. پھر کیا فرمایا سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم, اللہ تعالیٰ تو اس نے فرشتے درود بھیجنے پہلی صف والے پر. سب اکرام علیہ مردوان پوچھا یار صلی اللہ دوسری صف والے پر, پھر فرمایا اللہ عز و جل تو اس نے فرشتے درود شریف بھیجنے پہلی صف والے پر. پھر پوچھا نے یار صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم دوسری صف نے بارے, پھر آیا نے دوسری صف والے بارے. لیکن پھر بھی اس نے وہ گلی ترکی ترکی تے آنا پینا, لیکن پھر بھی اتنے دروازے نے کول بہنے سلام پھیرا تے نکلیا. تو انہوں نے گل ماشاء اللہ بڑی اچھی مجھے لگی جڑی کی, مومن اس طرح ہم سیتی بھی تھی جس طرح مچھلی پانی بھی چھوڑنی, تو منافق اس طرح آیا جس طرح پندرے پنجرے میں پرندہ قید ہونا, کس ویلے کھلا تو میں نکلا ہی تو.
اللہ اللہ کیا کیا بات, صحیح کہہ رہے ہیں حفیظ بھائی, اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جب مدینے کی طرف گئے تو وہاں پر جا جب گئے تو پہلے انہوں نے مسجد بنانے کا حکم, ادھر مسجد بنے گی, مسجد قبا کی بنیاد رکھی گئی. یعنی کہ یہ تو آپ کہنا ایک پسندیدہ عمل ہے انبیاء کرام علیہ السلام کا بھی, قرآن پاک میں بھی ہے کہ مسجدیں بناؤ, مسجدوں کو صاف رکھو, یہ ساری چیزیں. تو یہ ہمیں امفیسائز کرتی ہے کہ ہمیں ان مساجد سے محبت بھی کرنی ہے, ان مساجد کو آباد بھی کرنا ہے, اور مساجدیں بنانی بھی ہیں. تو وسیم بھائی کہ کیا ضرورت ہے بھائی, ضرورت کیوں نہیں ہے بنانے کی, کیا ضرورت ہے؟ تو آپ کا ایمان عقیدہ کہاں سے بچے گا, کسی فش اینڈ چپ شاپ پہ جا کے تھوڑی بچے گا, किसी टेक अवे में जाकर आपका ईमान और अकीदा बचेगा, या आपका बच्चा जो है वो सही अकाई कान से सीखेगा। ये याद रखें, अकीदा दुरुस्त है तो बाकी बाकी मामला दुरुस्त है। अकीदे की दुरुस्ती जो है आपको सीखने के लिए मस्जिद चाहिए, मदरसा चाहिए, जामियतुल मदीना चाहिए। और अगर पूरे पूरे इलाके में मस्जिद ही नहीं होती है, वो कहते हैं जी मस्जिद ही नहीं है, वो जी जुम्मे के नमाजी खाली बने हैं, अब वो आगे बनेंगे अलग अलग क्राइटेरिया के नमाजी है, तो कोई जुम्मे का नमाजी है, तो कोई सिर्फ फ्यूनरल सलाह का नमाजी है, तो कोई 360 के दिन का नमाजी है, पता नहीं क्या हाल है। अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए। मस्जिदें जितनी ज्यादा होंगी अल्लाह की रहमत से उतनी बरकतें भी मिलेंगी, और लोग जो है वो उसको इजी भी होता है ना, लोग इजी एक्सेस चाहते हैं। ये भी है कि जो जितना दूर जाएगा उसको उतना ज्यादा सवाब है, हर कदम पे सवाब है। लेकिन अगर ये कि जिनको अल्लाह ने दिया है, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दावत इस्लामी का डिपार्टमेंट है खुद्दामुल मसाजिद, अप्रोक्सीमेटली बिलाल भाई 700 मसाजिद इन एन ईयर, ठीक है ना, वन ईयर 600 to 700 मसाजिद दावत इस्लामी के खुद्दामुल मसाजिद बिल्ड कर रहा है दुनिया में। यूके से भी स्पॉन्सर हो रही है, दुनिया भर में हो रही है। तो अल्लाह ताला हमें भी मसाजिद बनाने की तौफीक अता फरमाए।
See, sir, another point just linking on with building masajid. This is a great sadaqah jariyah as well, a continuous form of charity. When a person passes away, a loved one passes away, the best thing that we can do for them within Islam, Islam teaches us that when your loved one, friend or beloved has passed away, you don't just you don't just, for example, pray for them or bury them and that's it. Islam knows that we have attachments with certain people within our life, and Islam gives us a way. Within the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one companion, Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu, whose mother passed away, and the Hadith Sharif highlights that he mentioned to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, if I give some charity on her behalf, will it benefit her, will it reach her? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed this and affirmed this statement. And then Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he created a well, a water well for people to benefit from, and he said this is for the mother of Sa'd. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present at that time. If this sadaqah jariyah, or if this form of charity which benefits a person after his demise, was not allowed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have endorsed this. Rather, the fact that it's endorsed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning encouraged and emphasized, is a point that it is an accepted action. So building masajid is something that we definitely have to highlight. Secondly, Sayyid Sahab, we have to look at ourselves. How much do we love the masjid? Because it's mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that man alifa al-masjid alifahu Allah, meaning whosoever loves the masjid, Allah makes him his beloved. Allah loves that individual. So how much do we love the masjid? If we think about anything that we love within this world, what's our attachment with that thing? Let's take the mobile phone, because no one's going to say, I love my mobile phone. But the way we live our life, it is that's the case. Wherever we always thinking about the mobile phone, we're always, our hearts are always inclined. Did we just get a message? Today, it's up, as well, that there's such watches where, you can answer phone calls on them. So you can check messages as well. So this connection between the phone is now joined to the wrist. Just because we couldn't have it within our hand at all times, now we've got something to, busy our time. So the point I'm trying to highlight here is, when you love something...
Bilal bhai, ek few bas aise hi karenge, sab kuch samne bana hua hoga. Aisa time aane wala, ab dekhiye.
It's true, technology is advancing and there's no harm in this. But the problem is where our mindset lies, where is our focus. These things are definitely luxuries within our time. And phone has become a necessity, And so the thing I would like to highlight here is, if all the viewers of Madinah Channel and myself focus on anything that we love, what's our attachment to the thing that we love? That thing has to, we think about that constantly. If it's parents, it's definitely, their children. They're always worried about the future of their children. If it's youngsters, it's definitely their mobile phone or people who they hang about with or any type of hobby. But the point I want to link onto this is, how much do we love the masjid? How many times do we think about going to the masjid? Sayyid Sahab, there's the famous narration about the 7 types of people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah. One of those people are that individual whose heart remains attached to the masjid. So he leaves the masjid because he's offered his salah and he has to go to do his, he has to do his obligations as well, like perform, like his job and look after his family. But his heart is always mu'allak. It's always attached to the masjid. This person will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah on the Day of Judgment. How many of us, our hearts are like that? That we read one namaz of jama'at and we're thinking about, I hope the next time comes. When is the next time I need it to be there? But unfortunately, we're at the complete opposite side if we look at it realistically, and we need to really focus on this. At the end, on this final point, Sayyid Sab, it's mentioned in narration. This is a narration by Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Ma'qil. He says that we were told by our pious predecessors, it's written in the Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah, Al-Masjidu Hisnun Hasinun Min Ash-Shaytan.
Yes.
That the masjid is a fortress, and it is a fortress which protects you against the shaytan.
Yes.
Today, you know, how do we get this relief from the shaytan? How do we get relief from the devil, our whispers, the problems that we are having within our life? You know, many people are suffering from, you know, evil jinns and just a lack of attachment to the masjid, a lack of attachment to religion in general. One of the best ways is that we attach ourselves to the masjid. You know, we communicate, we have this connection with our imam sahab, with the person who is leading our prayers. And we try to get some time from them to seek Islamic knowledge. You know, alhamdulillah, Sayyid Sahab, within the environment of Da'at Islami, you will find that the actual masajid of Da'at Islami are not just that you offer your 5 daily prayers and then you go back to your life. Alhamdulillah, after Salatul Fajr, we have many, and if not in all of the actual departments and the masjids of Da'at Islami, which Da'at Islami is, you know, looking after. We have in tafsir, straight after Salatul Fajr, for 2-3 verses of the Quran, where we can learn our ilm deen, you know. And then after this, after every namaz, alhamdulillah, I know Fizan al-Madina Stetchford, myself personally, after every salah, the Jamiat al-Madina students try to perform and recite, do dars. Okay, Madani dars and dars of the masjid. Again, this is another form of seeking ilm deen. But if we are first of all cutting off that route of attaining ilm deen, then, you know, how are we going to attain this strength in our iman, within our faith? So we have to attach our hearts to the masajid.
Mashallah, you know, mashallah, beautiful points by Bilal bhai. You know, if you just look at our situation today, you ask someone that how far is your workplace? 45 minutes I have to travel. Then your chicken shop, I have to travel 15 minutes. How far is your child's school? I have to travel 10 minutes. Meaning that we're willing to travel all this traffic rush hour. How far is the masjid from you, brother, around the corner? How often do you visit? The last time I went was Jummah. The last time I went was 2 months ago. Meaning this is the situation. We're willing to travel to the other side of the city. Why? Just to take my child to the football match. That's what people are willing to do. Even to the next city as well. Why? My favorite football team is playing. We're going to go watch the game. But to the local masjid, you know, we haven't got time. And Ishansab, you know, it actually breaks your heart. That the masjid there around the surrounding area is absolutely populated with Muslims. You go for Salatul Fajr, 2 namaz there. At times, it's just the imam on his own in the masjid, and the masjid is populated. What is the fazilat of those people that keep their heart attached with the masjid? It's mentioned the bridge of Sirat Shahsab. That bridge of Sirat, you know, today, you know, if a thread of hair falls off, you know, it falls onto the ground, you can't even find it, that's how thin it is. But it's mentioned that the bridge of Sirat will be thinner than a piece of hair and sharper than a sword. This is that bridge that we have to cross to enter Jannah. But it's mentioned that on that bridge of Sirat, there will be many people. They will be crossing the bridge of Sirat. They will be struggling on the bridge of Sirat. But in the world, their hearts were attached with the masjid. It comes in narration, Shahsab, the masjid will come that their heart was attached with. The person will enter the masjid and the masjid will take them into Jannah, inshallah. This is the blessing, meaning that bridge of Sirat, the underneath the bridge of Sirat is Jahannam. If someone falls off, they fall into the fire of Jahannam. But even on that day of judgment, even on the bridge of Sirat, if your heart was attached to the masjid, that masjid will come and it will save you on the bridge of Sirat as well. So keep yourself attached. Unfortunately, Shah Sahib, like I said, it breaks your heart that you go there, today you go to the shops, everywhere, it takes a person 45 minutes, 1 hour to find a parking place. Why? Marketplace are absolutely rammed, absolutely packed out. The masajid, you know, everything is empty. There's no one there, unfortunately. These are the houses of Hazrat. Like Harun bhai mentioned earlier, beautiful point as well. That today, Shastab, you know, if someone comes to a house, anything they ask us, we give it to them. Whether you like this food, okay, we'll cook this food for you. You going through any problem, go. What does Allah say? Someone comes to your house, don't let them go empty-handed. You know, fulfill their desires. Someone goes to the house of Allah. You tell me, a person bows his head in the court of Allah. He asks Allah whose guest he is. Will Allah not give that person? Allah. We want our problems to go away like that today. Go to the masjid. Ask Allah, you're his guest in his house. Ask him, he will remove all. And mashallah, Hafiz Bhai is with this as well. So many people have come. Madni Qafila, they were guests of Allah. They've gone home, all their problems have disappeared. Why? Because they asked the Creator. They asked Allah whose guest they were. So ask Allah in His home, inshallah. He will remove all your problems. He will shower mercies upon you. You will be surrounded by mercies showering upon you because you are in the house of Allah.
Jo aapne baat ki na, asal mein iska log kya concept le rahe hain? Acha, jab problem ho to tabhi jana hai.
Allah.
Hafiz bhai, ye bhi bada jo hai na, wo misconception hai. और ये बिल्कुल सही कह रहे हैं कि वाकई प्रॉब्लम है, कुछ भी नहीं आते, प्रॉब्लम दूर होती है. हमने भी देखा है, किसी का वो किराएदार नहीं निकल रहा था, तो किसी को हार्ट का ऑपरेशन था होना था, किसी का कुछ था, डॉक्टर ने कहा 3 मंथ से वो मस्जिद में आने लगा, मदनी काफिले में गया, सोया है, रात को सुबह उठा है, तो वो क्या कहते हैं, उसके तो बिड़े ही पार हो गए, बीमारी खत्म हो गई, चीजें अब हुआ क्या भाई, अब तो आना चाहिए. तब मुझे पता चला दिस इज द प्ले वेयर वी गेट ऑल द क्योर्स एंड एवरीथिंग, ठीक है ना. और मस्जिद में आन मस्जिद की जो मोहब्बत है ये अजीम नेकी में से, क्योंकि जो मस्जिद से मोहब्बत है वो असल में अल्लाह अज़्ज़ोजल से मोहब्बत की दलील है. और जो क्या कहते हैं अल्लाह से मोहब्बत ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह की शराइत में से, तो अब ये मस्जिद से मोहब्बत आपको जो है ये कहाँ जोड़ रही है, रब्बे करीम से जोड़ रही है. लेकिन हो क्या रहा है, आप आ रहे हो जब आपको प्रॉब्लम है, आप आ रहे हो जब कोई काम अटक गया, आप आ रहे हो जब कोई केस लटक गया, तो ये मस्जिद इसलिए तो खाली नहीं बनी. When you in difficulty, then only come. And then, और ये हुआ कि एक का केस लटका हुआ था, I do remember, वसीम भाई भी जानते होंगे कि इस्लाम भाई आया, हफीज भाई, बात मिडिल ऑफ द नाइट मुझे इस्लाम भाई ने कॉल की कि एक बंदा बड़ा परेशान है भाई, वो आया आप आ जाओ. वो एजिड पर्सन है, बात 40-45, बच्चा भी उसके साथ था मस्जिद में. आप दुआ करें यार मस्जिद के, मेरा केस है और मुझे मतलब सजा हो गई है, और सुबह अब ये नहीं पता कितने साल की सजा है. तकरीबन जो उसने बोला कि हो सकता है मुझे 2-3 इयर्स की सजा हो, या हो सकता है 5 इयर्स की. बोला ये तो क्योंकि वो पहले अनाउंस कर देते ना, आपको बता दे कि ठीक है आपके ऊपर हो गया है और अब आपको इस डेट पे हम सजा सुनाएंगे कितनी. अब वो आया जी रोता, रात को 12 बजे कि सुबह ये है और अब आप कुछ करें, दुआ करें. तो हम भी थे, हमने कहा वुजू करें, आए नमाज पढ़ते, सलातुल हाजत. सलातुल हाजत जो है उसकी बड़ी बरकत है. अब सलातुल हाजत पढ़ी वहां पे, हमारे बड़े प्यारे अतीक भाई माशाल्लाह वो भी थे, इस्लाम भाई थे, हमने उनके लिए दुआ की. अल्लाह के घर में दुआ, अल्लाह के घर से देखे, जगह जगह होती है ना, एक नमाज पढ़ना घर में, एक नमाज पढ़ना किसी कम्युनिटी सेंटर में, एक नमाज पढ़ना घर के अंदर है, एक नमाज पढ़ना मस्जिद में है, एक नमाज पढ़ना मस्जिद नबी शरीफ में, और एक नमाज पढ़ना खाना काबा में, एक नमाज पढ़ना मस्जिद अक्सा में, सबके अलग अलग दर्जात है. इसी तरह दुआ जहाँ मांगी जाती है उनके भी वो जगह लेवल है, कहाँ पे कौन सी दुआ मांग रहे हैं. घर में दुआ मांगना अलग है, लेकिन अल्लाह के घर में आके दुआ मांगना जो है ना, वो फिर जो है उसकी बरकतें कुछ और ही जाहिर होती हैं. खैर वो रोया, उसके लिए दुआ की, उसने कहा कि जी बस अल्लाह करे मुझे कम हो, उसको ये ना सजा होनी है, लेकिन अगर मुझे कम मिल जाएगी, बस आप बोलोगे मदनी काफिला तो मैं मस्जिद में ही रहूंगा जी. ये यकीन करें, नेक्स्ट डे उसका 12 बजे फोन आ रहा है, भाई पता नहीं क्या हो गया, जज ने कहा कि मैं तुम्हें एक मौका देता हूँ, तुम्हें कोई सजा नहीं दे रहा, जाओ तुम्हें छोड़ दिया. बिल्कुल यानी अनएक्सपेक्टेड चीज हो गई. उसको पता था सजा होनी है, वो जज ने बोला मैं आपको एक मौका देता हूँ, आप सुधर जाए. अब क्या हुआ ये तो हमें पता है कि रब्बे करीम जिसको चाहे, इन्ना अल्लाह अला कुल्ले शैइन कदीर, बात ही खत्म है, वो जो चाहे वो होता है. अब चाहे डॉक्टर कह दे कि यू ओनली गॉट 12 आवर 24 आवर लेफ्ट, हमने ऐसे भी देखे हैं जो 5-5, 6-6 साल जिंदा रह गए, डॉक्टर ने कह दिया वो रब्बे करीम बगैर दवा बगैर ऑपरेशन के शिफा देने वाला. अब हुआ उससे कमिटमेंट क्या था, उसने बोला जी जैसे ही होगा मदनी काफले में सफर, नमाज जो है वो बिल्कुल जो है आप देखिएगा. वो भाई जैसे ही केस से फारिग हुआ बंदा ही नजर नहीं आ रहा. वो आया कि भाई मिलने के लिए आया, सो कहती मैं बरी हो गया हूँ और अब जो है आपके साथ, उसके बाद ढूंढ रहे वो कहाँ गया. तो ये चीज करके इंसान कहीं ऐसा ना हो कि आप वो कहते ना कि एक मजाक ना कर रहे हो, प्लीज समझे इस चीज को. कमिटमेंट इज कमिटमेंट, अपने रब से ऐसा कमिटमेंट करें कि फिर कुछ भी हो जाए मैं आगे पीछे ना हूं, मैं मस्जिद से दूर कैसे रह सकता हूँ. ये मस्जिद ये है जहां से शिफा मिलती है, जहां से परेशानियां दूर होती है. लेकिन होता ये है जैसे ही हमारी प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व हुई है सालों तक मस्जिद में नजर नहीं आते. हफीज भाई आपको भी बड़े तजर्बे होंगे.
लेकिन शाहजी फिर भी अगर हाँ जिस शुरू बया कि भाई जिसकी तक हो परेशान आ, जिसकी तक हो तकलीफ आ जाए, जिसकी तक हो कार रोला, जिसकी तक हो औलाद नहीं सुननी, जिसकी अगर इन सारे की गठा करी है ते बकौल तुसा ने जिस उसकी ये मुसीबत पई तो आई गया मसीती च, ये भी सारे अगर आई जान ना सुबह शामी तो मैं समझना तो कि ये मुसीबत फिर दुनिया बनानी दुनिया बनानी पी जा. अगर इस मारे चलो आई जाओ اس اگر جتنے سے لیکن پھر بھی نہیں اشنے اس کو جاسم تو دعا کر چھوڑو اس کو جاسم تو کر چھوڑو اس کو جاسم سے کوئی تمیز چاہیے اس کو جاسم سے کوئی باؤ لیکن اس صورت چ بھی آئی جاؤ نا تسا جی تسا ہوں بیان کی تو پھر بھی میں تسا کی دسا فجر ویلے بھی جگہ نہ ملا مسیتی
وچ اللہ
لیکن اللہ پھر بات وہی ہے پتہ سارے کی ہے یا سمجھنا نہیں چاہنے تے جسن کسے وہ بایا نہ ہے جی دین پر مرنے واسطے سارے تیار ہے عمل کرنے واسطے کوئی تیار
مسجد تو بنا لی شب
بھر میں ایمان کی شرارت والوں نے من اپنا
پرانا پاپی ہے برسوں میں نمازی
بن نہ سکا تے امت بار بار دسیا انہیں تھوڑی دیر پہلے دسیا جڑا مسیتی وچ صبح تے شامی اشنا تے اللہ تعالی جو ہے جدو صبح بھی جاسی یا شامی جاسی جنت چ اللہ اس مہمانی تیار کرنا
سبحان اللہ مہمانی تیار فرماتا
جی
کیا بات
تو کو مہمانی اور کتھے مہمانی کیا ہونا دسو می کرسا
سبحان اللہ
او مہمانی کتھے کھاسی اتھے جانے سے انڈائریکٹلی تو کیا مطلب کنے ہو جی تے تھوڑی دیر پہلے انہیں ایک سے دسیا کہ نماز وچ اگر صبح نہیں نماز ہی نہ تو زور تک یار میں جانا نماز وچ جائے پڑھنے تو نماز ہی چیا تو اصل زور پڑی تو انہیں نماز پونے کار اسے بس تے ہنے چاہنے رہ چوش نے تو رہ چونگلے اللہ چٹکاؤ بیٹھا وہ نماز نے انتظار ہی نماز ہی چاہے وہ بندہ جی تو اس طرح نہیں اگر برکتاں اور پھر تھوڑ دیر پہلے دسیا دیکھو میں شاہ صاحب نے کار جاں دور کراں شاہ صاحب اے مسئلہ ہے کوئی مطلب کہ تھوڑے پیسے چاہیے کوئی تھوڑے چاہیے تو کیا ہو سی شاہ صاحب ایڈے بھی نہیں ہو لگے ہیں نا کچھ نہ کچھ تو خدمت کر چھوڑتا ہے یار ہے کم ہے تو اللہ نے کار جائی تا ہے
کیا بات
جی تو پھر تو سام بڑی اچھی پہلو گل کی کہ ان ضروری نہیں کام ہوئی تو جاؤ دروازہ ویسے ہو یہ چھو سلام کری چھو سلام کر کچھ بھی نہ ہو انشاءاللہ جب کوئی تکلیف ہوئی نا تو اللہ بھی آخ سے مارا بندہ جڑا ہے نا اے بار بار اشنا سا تو تک ہے ویسے ہی ایسی سنی اللہ تعالی نے کرم نوازی ہو جیسی اس بندے پر تکلیفاں پریشانیاں آن نہیں لگیاں
کیا بات ہے
جی لیکن تعلق جوڑنا پیسی اللہ تعالی نا تعلق جوڑنا پیسی اور تعلق سب سے بڑا اچھا ہے مطلب مارے ہونا جوڑیا جائے اللہ نا مطلب مارے ہونا جوڑیا جائے مصیبت پہ آیا تو اچھا بندہ تکلیف ہوا تو اچھا بندہ انشاءاللہ
سودا ہو گیا نا فیض بھائی
پھر سونا آئے نا
کہ یہ کیسا سودا ہے
اس طرح نہیں ہے
ایسا نہیں ہونا چاہیے خوشخبری حدیث پاک میں خوشخبری ہے ان کے لیے کن کے لیے جو تاریکی میں مسجد کی طرف چلنے والے ہوتے ہیں ان کے لیے قیامت کے دن مکمل روشنی ہوگی مکمل روشنی ملے گی وہ قیامت کا منظر 50,000 سال کا دن نفسا نفسی کا عالم نو ون کیئرز اباؤٹ اینی ون اور اس دن ان کو مکمل روشنی ملے گی جو اندھیرے میں مسجد کی طرف چلتے ہیں ذرا ایک فجر کی نماز ہوتی ہے اور ایک عشاء کی نماز یہ منافقوں پہ بڑی بھاری ہوتی ہے تو فجر اور عشاء میں آپ دیکھیں ہماری مسجدوں کا کیا حال ہے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے ایک پیکج جو ہے آئیے آپ کو ایک پیکج دکھاتے ہیں انشاءاللہ
وی آر گوئنگ ٹو لرن سم آف دی آنرز اینڈ دی ایٹیکوٹس آف وزٹنگ دی مسجد ایز ویل ناؤ سڈلی ٹوڈے talking about the world inside the dunya, talking about politics or talking about any other worldly matters, people don't think of it as a serious thing. People think that, you know, it's okay. They don't consider that as bad, even though laughing inside the masjid or talking about the world is a very, very bad thing to do. I want you to listen to these hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so that inshallah so that we can all learn and save our ibadat and our iman as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that everything else apart from reading the Quran, zikrullah and asking about a good thing is classed as useless talk inside the masjid. Yeah, so when a person, you can go to the masjid, you can sit down, you can read the Quran, you can do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, you can sit down, learn about the deen, sit in the study circles, you can do anything of these kind of things. But apart from these things, when you go to the masjid and you talk about politics, you talk about people, how's your work going on, what do you work as, where do you work, all these kind of things, and sadly, you know, people will go to an extent where they'll start to laugh inside the masjid, they'll start to joke inside the masjid, they'll clap hands even, astaghfirullah, all these kind of things, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to control ourselves. Now that we are going back to the masjid, we don't want to go to the masajids and gain a lot of the sins and then come out. Another hadith mentioned in Shu'bul Iman, Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from a chain of narrators that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a time when people will talk inside the masjid, do not sit with them, as Allah has nothing to do with them. Very, very clear cut hadith Pak. Do not sit with these people who talk about the dunya, who talk about worldly affairs in the masjid, because Allah has nothing to do with them. So these, you know, we need to save our own iman, we need to save our own ibadat as well. So if you do go to the masjid and you see people chatting away, then if you can in a good way try to forbid them, do neki ki dawat, try to forbid them from doing that. If they don't listen to you, you've done your duty, just walk off. But don't stay with these people, don't sit with them, don't even, you know, try to sit with them and give them a nod, whatever they are saying, maybe you'll be part of that sin as well. Another hadith quoted in Sahih Muslim, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if you see someone looking for something inside the masjid, make dua that he never finds it, as masjids are not for that purpose. Sometimes you see people, you know, in the masjid, you know, they look around, and where, I've lost my pen, I've lost my pounds. Another, a similar hadith which has been quoted in Tirmizi Sharif, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you see someone trading inside the masjid, then say that may you not benefit from this. And if you see someone looking for something inside the masjid, say to them, may you never find it. And sometimes, sadly, you'll see people talking about their businesses. They'll be sat in the masjid, and even to an extent, they might be reading the Quran. They'll get a message and they look at that message, it's something to do with their business, or they'll get their business call and they'll start talking about, and inside the masjid, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. You know, we need to try to save ourselves, save your ibadat. So please try to act upon, inshallah, I make the intention, whatever I have said, I will try to act upon this, and then inshallah, ballighu anni walau aya, pass on from me whatever you know, the words of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum. So please try to go to the masjid, do your ibadat, and then inshallah, come back home. Do not sit with those people who talk about the dunya. Try to tell them off as well. May Allah Ta'ala accept our ibadat, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beautiful madnifus regarding masajid. Allah Ta'ala humko tawfiq ata farmaye ke in par amal karein. Baharal, waqi bahut barkatein hain. Masjidon se muhabbat karein. Ye aapko kamyabi dilayegi, inshallah Azza wa Jal. It's time for book of the day. Aayye dekhte hain.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
MashaAllah, hamare Bilal Shabbir bhai. Hamare saath Bilal Shabbir bhai hain aur book of the day mein dekhte hain aaj kaun si book ke bare mein bayan kar rahe hain.
Ji, MashaAllah, Sid sahab. Today we're going to be discussing about, the book is titled Important Questions and Answers. And the questions which are mentioned within this book are actually fard ulum questions, so things which are obligatory for us to know. So this science, this knowledge, and the questions in particular in this book of important questions and answers about fard ulum. For example, what's the definition of kufr? What's the definition of iman? What's the definition of zururiyat deen, the essentials of the religion? What's the definition of what's the essentials of the Ahlu Sunnah? What's the definition of tawheed? What's the definition of shirk? What's the definition of nifaq, meaning hypocrisy? What's the definition of being a murtad, an apostate? Like this, they also go into a bit of more detail regarding the types of kufr, you know, luzumi kufr and iltizami kufr. So to understand what these words mean, alhamdulillah, the Islamic brothers and the ulama and the Madanis of Da'at Islami have, you know, put together this book due to the Islamic Research Center, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. This is something which we all must read, because this is something we need to understand ourselves, and we also need to impart this knowledge onto our children as well. So if we, first and foremost, know about what is our iman, what comes under zurur. For example, if I just say some mention about zururiyat deen, the essentials of the religion. These are such facts and important points of the religion that if a person denies even one of these essentials of the religion, he is out of the fold of Islam. For example, such things which come under zururiyat deen are those things which every person, every Muslim knows, whether he be a normal Muslim, normal meaning a layman, or a person who is an Islamic scholar. And the definition they give of a layman is a person who adopts the company of the ulama. Those who ask go and sit in front of the ulama and they ask questions. So everybody knows these. For example, the oneness of Allah, Allah being one. If a person denies this and he believes that there is more than one creator, then he obviously is out of the fold of Islam. Like this, and a very important point in today's time. Just as we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being a prophet of Allah, just as it is this important and how firmly we believe this, we also firmly believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final prophet of Allah. If a person doubts in this fact or denies this fact, he is out of the fold of Islam. So there is 100% certainty upon the finality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like this, there's a few more points as well. The book is only about 30 pages long, you know, approximately 30 pages long, and it's very in depth as well, mashallah. So it's something that I would highly request the viewers of Madni channel, not only, you know, just general Muslims, but also those who are students of Islamic knowledge and, you know, ulama as well, so they can impart this knowledge onto others as well. This is in the English language. I believe this is also in other languages as well. So it's a humble request that you can obtain this booklet from Da'at Islami's website. Okay, www.da'atislami.net. And if you type in the name of this book, Important Questions and Answers, inshallah azawajal, you can download this book and read this. This is our step to acquiring Islamic knowledge. This is fard ulum. This is obligatory, essential, individual knowledge that we must go out and seek. I pray Allah gives us the passion and enthusiasm to acquire this Islamic knowledge.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Jo nawafil hain, unko ghar mein kyun padhna chahiye? Lekin kin ko masjid mein hi padhna chahiye? Ye bhi cheez hai. Yani ghar ko viran nahi karna hai. Ghar ko sunsan nahi karna hai. ये भी आया है रिवायतों के अंदर कि घर को वीरान और सुनसान ना होने दो, तो घर में नवाफिल भी पढ़ने हैं, घर में भी इबादत करनी है, लेकिन अल्लाह के घर को मस्जिद को तो आबाद करना है। अब वो तो ये कि अरसा हो जाता है, असर की सुन्नतें पढ़े हुए, ईशा की सुन्नतें पढ़े हुए, चले आप ये घर से पढ़कर आ जाए, लेकिन पढ़े तो सही, लेकिन क्या इंशाल्लाह मस्जिद मालूमात लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह, क्या फरमाते हैं बिलाल?
I would like to first of all start off by saying that the actual masjid has been designated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I believe, and this is should be our mindset, that we do offer our nawafil, our sunan within the masjid. But as you highlighted, you mentioned it, mashallah, very beautifully, because there are narrations and there are points from the ulama which tell us that the males should offer their sunnahs and nafas at home. But what's the reason for this is to also benefit their family members. So the family members know, you know, their family members, the children are also aware of that namaz time has started and they need to offer their salah. So in both aspects they are fine, and obviously a person needs to look at his situation as well. If a person has to go to a particular location or he has a particular job, then he offers his obligations and his sunan, then he should offer them within the masjid because he won't have time later on. But definitely Sayyid Sahab, offering your salah within the masjid is definitely rewarding. Yes.
اور تو سمی بہت اچھا اس نے جڑی ہے نا کتی بات کہ دو گلاں ہیں. ایک تے کہ کراں کہ جنے نے قبرستان نہ بناؤ جنے جی, کیونکہ اس سے قبرستان وچ نماز نہیں پڑھی جانی, تے اوتھے پڑھنی چاہیے کراں وچ نماز نوافل ادا کرنے چاہیے. اور دوسری نے جڑی توجہ دلوائی کہ اس واسطے بھی پڑھیا جائے کہ گھر والے کی بھی ترغیب مل سی جی, نیت پرا کہ پرسنت انہیں کی بھی جڑا نا اگر اس چیز نے نماز نہیں طرف توجہ ہو یا کوئی اور چیز نے اگر کمی ہے وہ بھی اس چیز جیسا کی مل سی, تو مسجد بالکل مسجد چیز کرنے چاہیے نا, لیکن کراچ بھی جڑا ہے نا نوافل اور اس نے ترکیب ہونی چاہیے.
دیکھیں بہت سی دفعہ یہ بھی ہوتا ہے کہ انسان کو اپنے آپ کو بدگمانی سے بھی بچانا ضروری ہے. ایک تو بدگمانی بھی حرام ہے اور اپنے آپ کو بدگمانی سے بچانا یہ بھی ضروری ہے مسلمان کو. اب اکثر یہ ہوتا ہے کہ آپ نے فرض پڑھے اور ہمیں تو یہ ہے کہ نمازی کو بھائی نہیں سوچنا, اس کی کوئی ایمرجنسی ہو سکتی ہے, کوئی بھی پرابلم ہو سکتی ہے, لیکن اب بار بار اٹھ کر جا رہے ہیں اور آپ گھر میں پڑھ رہے ہیں, ٹھیک ہے گھر میں پڑھ رہے ہیں, لیکن لوگ یہ تو پڑھتا بھی نہیں, یہ تو وتر بھی نہیں پڑھ رہا ہے, یہ تو سنت بھی نہیں پڑھتا, یہ صرف اب کیونکہ آج کا ماحول ایسا ہو گیا ہے. اللہ ہمارے آل پر رحم فرمائے, ہمیں پازیٹیو تھنکنگ والا جو ہے وہ یہ عظیم افضل عبادتوں میں ہے کہ اچھا گمان کرنا مسلمان کے بارے میں, لیکن جو حالات ہیں تو اور جو سوچ لوگوں کی ہے وہ اس فوراً نیگیٹیوٹی کی طرف جاتی ہے کہ وہ اس کو تو پتہ ہی نہیں ہے, وہ دیکھو یہ نفل نہیں پڑھتا, وہ یہ دیکھو سنت نہیں پڑھتا. تو اس وقت بھی کبھی کبھی یہ ہوتا ہے کہ آپ کو چیزیں پڑھنی چاہیے. تو بہرحال جیسے حالات ہوتے ہیں اسی طریقے کے معاملات ہوتے ہیں. اللہ ہمیں نمازیں پڑھنے کی سعادت عطا فرمائے. حدیث پاک ابن ماجہ شریف کے اندر کہ میرے آقا نے فرمایا, مساجد کو بچوں, پاگلوں, خرید و فروغ, جھگڑے, آواز بلند کرنے, حدود قائم کرنے اور تلوار کھینچنے سے بچا.
اور آج ایک یہ پرابلم چل رہا ہے بلا پہ مسجدوں کے اندر جھگڑے, ووٹنگ ہو رہی ہے تو جھگڑے, بھائی وہ کوئی سیاست کی جگہ تو نہیں ہے, مسجد اللہ کی عبادت کے لیے. تو جی فلاں جگہ پہ میچ ہو رہا ہے تو جی مسجد میں جا کے ذرا دعا کر دے ان کے لیے, مسجد تو اللہ کی عبادت کے لیے, اس کے لیے تھوڑی کہ اس کی آپ دعائیں کروا رہے ہیں وہاں پر جا کر. کیا ہو گیا ہمارے کو, وہاں پہ جھگڑے ہو رہے ہوتے ہیں. اب وہ یہ ہوا کہ 15-15 سال اس مسجد میں جب تک کمیٹی میں, اور جب کلین سویپ ہو گئے کیا وہ کمیٹی میں نہیں ملا تو کمیٹی مسجد میں نماز پڑھنا چھوڑ دی. تو کس لیے پڑھتے تھے نماز, اللہ کے لیے پڑھتے تھے یا اپنے کمیٹی کے اندر رہنے کے لیے پڑھتے تھے, اخلاص کہاں چلا گیا. تو مسجد کے اندر یہ شور کرنا, تو بہت سارے ایسے ہوتے ہیں جو اپنے آپ کو چودھری صاحب کہلاتے ہیں, وہ کہتا ہے میں ہی کرتا دھرتا ہوں مسجد کا, تو وہ بچوں کو آگے سے چیخ رہے ہوں گے تو ادھر سے چیخ رہے ہوں گے. مسجد اس کے لیے نہیں ہے, مسجد کے ریسپیکٹ اینڈ مینر اس کو پڑھیں, خاص طور پہ جو مسجد کی کمیٹی ہے ان کو بھی اس کا, اگر وہ انہوں نے ایک ذمہ داری لی ہے کہ یہ نہ ہو کہ یہ ذمہ داری ایک طرف جنت میں جانے کا سبب ہوتی ہے لیکن کہیں آپ کو یہ جہنم کی طرف نہ لے کر جا رہی ہو. کہ مسجد میں آواز بلند کرنا یہ کتنا ناپسند تھا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو, مسجد کے اندر اس طرح شور کرنا, تو یہ بھی اسلام کے اندر یہ چیزیں نہیں ہیں اس طرح جو اس وقت جو مسجدوں کے حالات ہمارے سامنے چل رہے ہیں.
جی سید صاحب, I'd like to just speak on this point. MashaAllah, our beloved caller also mentioned a few points on this regard. Etiquette of the masjid are very important. Our topic today is spend time within the masjid. And whilst you're spending time within the masjid, there are many things you need to be very careful of. And one of them is this, you know, this worldly conversations. And then when people are discussing, you know, familial matters within the masjid, that's why, you know, or, you know, it could be business affairs and done in the masjid. All of these things are impermissible, not allowed. The Hadith Sharif I'd like to highlight, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, regarding the end of times, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَكُونُ حَدِيثُهُمْ فِي مَسَاجِدِهِمْ فِي أَمْرِ دُنْيَاهُمْ فَلَا تُجَالِسُوهُمْ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِي مَحَاجَةٍ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come upon the people when they will speak, when they will talk about worldly matters within the masjid. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already told us the prophecy, foretold us that this will happen. A time will come when people will converse about worldly matters in the masjid. What did the Prophet say? فَلَا تُجَالِسُوهُمْ. Do not sit amongst them, do not sit with them, for they have nothing to do with Allah. And Allah has no, you know, there's no need, Allah does not need any of them, Allah does not care about them as well, some translations are given. And Allama Ali Qari alayhi rahma mentions, he says, Al-Kalamul Mubahu fil Masjidi Makruhun. Al-Kalamul Mubahu, permissible conversation in the masjid, this is makruh. And he says, this also, Ya'kulul Hasanat, this eats away good deeds. Today, conversing, now permissible conversation, permissible talk, you know, this is something that, this is highlighting the importance of actually the, what is the masjid created for? You know, your conversations, many people say, Sahab, before namaz, they'll be there 5 minutes before, you know, many namazis who live close to the masjid, mashallah, may Allah bless them with more of this barakat, but with this understanding as well. If people are within the masjid, you know, and you are coming in a bit late, you remain silent. Many people have a habit of giving salam. Whereas as Hafiz Bhai mentioned and highlighting that point, that when whilst the person is waiting for the jamaat of the salah, it is as though he is in salah. So you do not give salam to people when you enter the masjid like this. Okay? So this is something which is very important. Many people have this misconception. They come to the masjid, they say salam loudly. Finally, I'd like to highlight this, the Hadith Sharif, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, الدِّحْكُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ ظُلْمَةٌ فِي الْقَبْرِ. Laughing within the masjid causes darkness in the grave. And this is something which...
کبھی خطیب صاحب بھی لطیفے سنا رہے ہو تو مسجد کے اندر...
This is something which everybody needs to focus upon. This is a hadith sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we need to, everybody say it, Sahab. You know, those delivering lectures in the masjid, don't tell such narrations or such points or such stories of your own life or of other people that you've met, which will cause them to laugh within the masjid. Sometimes we do this and then we say, you know, everybody, you know, do recite some istighfar now. Why did you tell that narration in the first place in that location? So we have to be very careful and be mindful to know what to say and when to say it. So these are just a few points regarding the etiquette of the masjid.
Chhatab, you know, the point that Bilal Bhai mentioned, this is actually talking in the masjid, but I personally feel that it's gone a step further than that as well. You know, actually surfing the internet, surfing social media in the masjid, meaning you're in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning there's one, what we've been told about, talking unnecessarily, talking about the worldly things. But it's got a step further now. People are surfing the internet, normal worldly things, they are surfing on the internet. There was one place we were in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, And you know, they were waiting for Salah Shah Sabah. What happened was that all of a sudden, there's this youngster in the corner and he went, yes! People have looked at him, what happened to you? Oh, they found out that he was following the football score and he found out that his team scored a goal. He's in the first row of the masjid. Switch this off. If you're going in the house of Allah, build that connection. Unfortunately, we're in the house of Allah, but our connection is still with the dunya. Meaning you're not talking to anybody, you're not communicating with anybody. But through this, you're communicating throughout the whole world. So switch this off and, you know, just spend time doing the dhikr of Allah in the house. The other thing that I would like to mention here regarding going into the house of Allah. There's another problem that we face, that people are going to the house of Allah, alhamdulillah, but the appearance that they are going in, this is in a different way. Meaning that they just play football, they're going in the shorts. They played cricket in that same way, meaning sweating for the last half an hour, they're going to masjid in the same way. It's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah mentions that all children of Adam, adorn yourself when you go to the masjid. Meaning that we should, you know, today what happens is if you're going to someone's house, normal person, you're going to your cousin's house. You know, you would wear nice clothes, I'm going to my cousin's house. You're going to your in-laws' house, definitely you dress up. But Shasab, going to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're going in front of your creator. Allah. And people are going into sajda and their sitri aurat is being exposed. So, you know, when you go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, make sure you get yourself ready. One Muballik, he mentioned a beautiful point here. You know, today, if you were going to visit some high minister, some celebrity, or someone that you look up to, or let's say you're going to meet the prime minister, what happens? You dress up. First of all, you prepare for weeks, then you dress up. You spend 2-3 hours just looking in the mirror, do I look that perfect? Then let's say you go in front of the minister, someone high up. He's not going to notice your clothes. He's not going to say that, oh, you look really nice. He's not going to give you no reward. But look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the karam of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're going to the house of Allah to pray, Allah. You're going to the wudu hana first. Now what do? You wash your face, Allah washes the sins of your face. You wash your arms, meaning that before you even enter namaz, before you enter the house of Allah, you performed wudu, Allah has washed all of your sins away. This is the karam of Allah. But unfortunately, you know, it's a different story.
Our connection with our creator is very weak.
Allah.
Disconnect your connection with the creation when you go to masjid and connect your connection with the creator. Then you see how blessings and mercies you will gain, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Hamara masjid mein pahunch ke bhi, he mentioned beautifully that ke pehli saf mein wo baitha hua tha. Arun bhai kuch kehna chahte, but mujhe ek waqia yaad aaya, just about I think 4 or 5 years. I was in Mufti Qasim sahab. Aur hum نکلے تھے بڑی مبارک جگہ تھی مدینہ شریف سے مجھے ابھی تک مفتی صاحب کے بات بڑی یاد ہے تو فجر کے بعد ہم لوگ نکلے اور مفتی صاحب کے ساتھ چل رہے تھے مفتی صاحب نے بڑے کمال کی بات کی جیسے 4-5 years ago کہنے لگے کہ 1400 years یہ تصور نہیں تھا کہ کوئی پہلی صف میں بیٹھ کر بھی گناہ کرتا but now at the time مجھے آج تک مفتی صاحب کے وہ جملے یاد ہے کہتا اس ٹائم ناؤ کہ پہلی صف میں بیٹھا ہوا بندہ بھی جو ہے نا وہ گناہ کر رہا ہوتا ہے میں نے کہا مفتی صاحب ہاؤ اٹ از کہتا یہ موبائل فون یہ کیا دے کیونکہ وہ تو بیٹھا ہوا ہے ایک سوچ رہا ہے وہ الگ ہے لیکن فزیکلی کچھ نہیں کر سکتا تھا پہلی سب میں بیٹھ گناہ کا تصور ہی نہیں تھا کہ بندہ پہلی سب میں بیٹھ کے کرتا ہے بس ٹائم ناؤ کہ وہ پہلی سب میں بیٹھا ہوا بندہ بھی جو ہے نا وہ گناہ کے اندر انوالو ہوتا ہے اور وہ اس وجہ سے سو ڈسکنیکٹ اپنے آپ کو اس سے کر دے آپ اتنے بڑے آدمی تھوڑی ہے کہ آپ 5-10 minutes کے لیے نماز پڑھنے ایک تو بڑی مشکل سے آئے اور آ کر آپ بولو کہ میں ایسا ہوں کہ 5 minutes کے لیے ڈسکنیکٹ ہوں گا تو دنیا آگے کی پیچھے ہو جائے گی کچھ نہیں ہوگی آپ سے زیادہ پاور فل لوگ دنیا میں آئے چلے گئے آپ سے زیادہ امیر لوگ دنیا سے آئے چلے گئے آپ سے زیادہ جو ہے وہ کنیکشن والے لوگ دنیا سے آئے چلے گئے ان کے جانے کے بعد دنیا چل رہی ہے تو آپ کے جانے نہ جانے سے تھوڑی دیر کے ڈسکنیکٹ ہونے سے کوئی افیکٹ نہیں پڑے گا لیکن اگر آپ کا کنیکشن پراپر اپنے رب سے جڑ گیا تو آپ دیکھیں کہ آپ کی زندگی آگے کس طرح بہتر انداز میں ہوتی ہے
The same point I wanted to highlight as well, and you could say this becomes more of an issue when brothers they come to the masjid to participate in Madani Kafila, you know, staying in the masjid for 3 days, so a lot of the time they are in the masjid, so you know, they're sleeping over as well, a lot of this time they can be using their phones or social media, etc. Or, for example, in Ramadan Sharif, when they are doing the 10-day itikaf, a lot of brothers they sit, they come, and you know, a lot of the times, obviously a phone is a necessity now, It's weird to see someone without a mobile phone or smartphone nowadays, in other words. So, you know, try your best to realize where you actually are and the impact of what you are watching or what you are doing in that situation on your phone in the house of Allah could be. Another point I wanted to point out is a very, very common issue, especially in the Western world or in the UK. And again, this is not something that you would have imagined 1400 years ago, is that, you know, we hear often that a Muslim is the one who makes ease for other people and is the one from whose tongue and hand other Muslims and other people are safe. Now, like you mentioned, Chaudhry Sahib, he comes to the masjid, you know, he rolls up in his car and, you know, he can't find space. When he comes 5 minutes before what's about to happen, parks up, double yellows on, walks inside the masjid, you know, he's there taking his time. And after he's come out and he's blocking someone, someone needs to get out, he's blocking someone's house, someone's driveway, and, you know, if they say to him, you know, I wanted to go somewhere, they say, oh, I was only praying in the masjid. Going to the masjid in itself is a very, very beautiful action. And, you know, there's many examples of this, where people, they are out to do good, but in the process of that, they're actually doing harm. They're actually causing disturbance and obstructions for people. So whenever you are going to the masjid, be it for Jumu'ah, be it for Namaz, be it for an event, make sure that you are not violating the rights of others. And nowadays, we, you know, many times in our gatherings as well, we have to hear the announcement, oh, this number plate, please move your car, you're blocking so-and-so. This brother with this car, please move your car, you're blocking so-and-so. Why is this the case? You know, come in advance so that you don't have to worry about parking. And when you do park, make sure it's in such a place that you are not in the way of others, so that you're not harming or violating the rights of others.
Ji, Hafiz bhai, kya farmate hain?
Assam city chad nekiyan kaman jaane aa niyat hai ye, lekin nazar nahi ishna pe jadi is gallan sunne aata hai eh jo kuch bane pe muballighin sa ne ji un farz karo ke jisa tusan mufti sahab rani o gal bhai te masjid is te namazi ki te takbeer takleef nahi deni paini ji. اور اس سے چوڑا ہوئی تے بھائی جانا کہ بھائی میں رام نال بیاں یا کوئی اگے اچھی تے صافی تھوڑی جگہ ہی ہے اس کی جگہ یار ایک اتھے آئی گیا اے ساریاں گلاں سو اگر دیکھنے ہاں تھوڑے چلو اے کری کنو مسجد وچ نہ تھوڑی دیر پہلو ماشاءاللہ ایسا مسجداں سجدہ کرنے دی جگہ یا کھانا پینا سونا اے نہ جائز اور منع ہے جب تک کہ سنت اعتکاف دی نیت نہ کیتی جائے ان جتنی جگہ جیسے گیارہویں شریف ہونی جتنی جگہ ختم ہونے جتنی جگہ کل شریف ہونے جتنی اگر تو مسجد آئی ہاں اگر تو اگر نہیں تو پھر تو چلو فنائی مسجد اور با لیکن اگر مسجد ہی آئے مسجد اتھے تے نیکی کمان گئے سے ہاں جی اے تے لکھیا من ہے ہاں اے تے اسے تو سننے تے اتکاف سے وہ متکف تھے ہی نہیں ہو تے اگر اس سب سے تھوڑ دیر پہلے ماشاءاللہ گل کی تھی کہ ہر ہر مسجد نہ سٹیٹس ہاں اگر اس سے کی نہیں جائی ہے مسجد حرام شریف جانے ہاں ایک نیکی لکھ نیکیاں نے برابر ہے ایک گناہ بھی تو لکھ نے برابر ہے نا تو اندر گئے ہو مسجد نے سنت اعتکاف نے نیت کیتی ہی کونی اس نے کنسپٹ ہی کونی تو دعوت اسلامی دیتا ہے تو میرے سنت دیتا بار بار سنت اعتکاف سنت اعتکاف سنت اعتکاف ماز اس مارے ہو کہ اے ٹوکرے نیکیے نے پڑھنے نے بجائے پتہ لگے گناہ نے ٹوکرے لدی تے آئے اس تو ثابت ہویا کہ مسجد جانا چاہیے نا اور اس سے ترغیب ہے لیکن اس سے پہلو علم حاصل کرنا پیسی کہ کیڑی کام میں کیوں تھا کرنا تھا کہنا نہیں کرنا اے نہ کہ تھے میں گیا جو کچھ تھا ضائع کری سا آنے مجھے تھوڑی دیر پہلے دنیا نہیں گلا نا مسجد اچھی دنیا نے ایک گل کرنا 40 سال نے مال برباد کر شو
اللہ ہو
مسجد میں کہتا قبر میں اندھیرہ
اندھیرہ لاتا ہے جی مسجد میں اصلا قبر چا اندھیرہ آنا اور موبائل جو چاہیے بیٹھے سو بڑی اچھے کر گئی تھوڑی دیر بیٹھے ہوئے ہو تو کوئی اللہ نہ رابطہ کری گنو ڈائریکٹلی تو سب سے موبائل نہیں کرنا کچھ اس سے تو سب کچھ کٹنا سارا دو چار منٹ پانچ منٹ دس منٹ جب سب کے ملے
فیس بک کھول لیں
گے اور سے پتہ نہیں کیا دیکھ سن پھر
بیٹھے بیٹھے
آسی آٹومیٹیکلی چیز آسن آٹومیٹیکلی جی تو انہیں کی تکھنے نال تو سن اور مطلب کہ اس سن بڑی اچھی تو سن گال کی تھی یار سن کیڑی دنیا رک جاسی تو سن اس پانچ منٹ نے موبائل نہیں اگر سن چلے جی لیکن اس سمجھ بار بار آنا پیسی بار بار چاہینا کہ ایسا نہیں جڑا نا اس کی سننے والے کی بھی تو اصل کی بھی اب کیا ہے کہ بٹے پر جڑا نا پانی پہنا رہا سی پہنا رہا سی پہنا رہا سی کترا کترا تو سوراخ کری شوٹ لنگ جڑا
ہے انہیں فالو اپ حفیظ بھائی جس مینشن ہے اٹس ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹو سیک نالج از ویل بیفور اینڈ لائک حفیظ بھائی سیڈ انادر ایشو از آئل گیو یو این ایگزامپل وی وینٹ ٹو سم ونز ہاؤس فار میلاد محفل اینڈ دی مبلغ ماشاءاللہ ان دی انوائرمنٹ آف دعوت اسلامی اٹس اباؤٹ سپریڈنگ اسلامک نالج The Muballigh mentioned the three farz of ghusl. Now there was one 50-year-old person sitting in the gathering
And afterwards he started crying to the Muballik. He goes, where did you find this from? He goes, this is where it is. This is the three fruits of ghusl. Because I've got four children, and at the same time, I'm the first one to go to the masjid on the day of Jummah. I've never done this. I've never done my ghusl properly. Now you tell me that each time I went to the masjid, was it haram for me? He goes, it was haram for you. So this is very, very important that look, before you go into the house of Allah, make sure that ghusl is not farz upon you. Otherwise, as long it's haram first of all you to go, as long as you stay in the masjid, it's going to be, you're going to get a pile of bad deeds in your account of deeds. So it's very, very important that we seek knowledge. Like Hafiz Bhai mentioned, we're thinking we're going to seek Islamic knowledge, good deeds, but it could be the opposite.
सही है बात असल में जो आपने फरमाया ना बात हमारी प्रायोरिटीज की है ऐसा नहीं है कि नहीं पता इफ वी गेट द इनविटेशन फ्रॉम प्राइम मिनिस्टर फ्रॉम काउंसलर फ्रॉम एमपी इवन फॉर सिटी काउंसिल वी नीड टू फाइंड व्हाट टाइम हाउ डू वी गो व्हाट्स द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन ऐसा है या नहीं है किसी बड़े ने शादी में बुला लिया तो हम कहते हैं यार अच्छा मुझे नहीं भी पता ना जिसको पता है तुम बता देना अब मैं यही कहता हूँ कि आप एक अच्छा टीचर बनने के लिए अच्छे टीचर के पास पहले जाते हैं अच्छे वकील बनने के लिए अच्छे वकील के पास जाते हैं किसी काउंसिल में जाने के लिए किसी ऐसे के पास जाते हैं कि जिसको पता हो एक अच्छा कारी कुरान बनने के लिए एक अच्छा हाफिज कुरान बनने के लिए एक अच्छा नमाजी बनने के लिए एक अच्छा मस्जिद में आने जाने वाला बनने के लिए आप किसके पास गए आपने कहाँ जाके सीखा है ऐसे नहीं जिंदगी गुजरती अपनी प्रायोरिटीज में लाएं हम मुसलमान हैं और हमें मरकर हिसाब देना है ये हमारे ईमान का हिस्सा है कि हमें एक एक चीज का हिसाब देना है एक ऐसे नहीं होगा कि ठीक है मुझे पता नहीं था मस्जिद के अंदर कोई टुक कोई कचरा फेंक देना इसका क्या वहीदात है मस्जिद से कोई ऐसी चीज निकाल देना इसके बारे में क्या खुशखबरी है कभी इसके बारे में भी जानने की कोशिश करें कुछ कलाम सुना दें फिर हमारा सेगमेंट होगा सुन्ना ऑफ द डे और इंशाल्लाह पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ द डे इसके ऊपर बात होगी
صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله
تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تو شمع رسالت ہے تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو آہ نبوت ہے تو آہ نبوت ہے
Everybody.
Personality of the day.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
The personality of the day. Bilal bhai, badi pyari personality hai. Subhanallah, jinki baat ho rahi hai. Allah ke bade pyare nabi, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam ke hawale se aaja. Inshallah, kuch bolne ke liye.
Subhanallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Amongst the Ulul Azam prophets, one of, you know, subhanallah, the closest prophet from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Between the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no prophet came in between. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is that blessed prophet as well, whom the Quran has also mentioned, you know, his blessed account, his blessed miracles, the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the life of his blessed mother, Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, as well as the life of their family as well. Ali Imran, you know, the third part of the Holy Quran, Sayyid Sahab. Throughout the Quran, you know, in numerous different chapters, surahs of the Quran, the life and the actual biography of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is mentioned. So what we can first of all highlight is, you know, the important facts about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is also known as Kalimatullah, is also known as, you know, Ruhullah. And he's also given the title of Masih as well. And Mufti Qasim Sahib, mashallah, in Sirat al-Anbiya, goes into a lot of detail about just their biography. And I'd like to highlight the points mentioned in the Holy Quran about their, you know, very unique miracles. One of the miracles which Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam had was that they were, first of all, born without a father. They were born with just one parent, their blessed mother. And this was the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he bestowed Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha with a child without the need of a man. And as well, this was not far fetched, as we can easily understand, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a mother and a father. The same point which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam mentioned to those who followed the faith of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before when they came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, and they tried to say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, you know, is addressing or speaks ill of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, ma'azallah, because they believe in another way. But say the Prophet ﷺ said, no, we believe he's a prophet of Allah, and we believe that he was born via Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, and it was a miraculous birth. And then the Prophet ﷺ gave this answer, that just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a mother and a father, you can say it's even easier. But Allah, alhamdulillah, everything is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'd just like to highlight the miracles. So one of the miracles was that they cured the innate blind. So those who were born blind, Prophet Isa alayhi salam's blessed touch cured them. As well as this, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's another miracle was that they created a bird out of clay, and then they blew upon that bird, and then that bird came to life. And he mentions in the tafsir that the points about this, that when this actual miracle was actually demanded by the people of their time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam performed this miracle, and it mentions when the bird, and he mentions it was the bat that was created. The reason why was because of the bat being a very unique and a very, you know, quite wondrous creature in of itself. And when he mentions about so the bat would fly when it was within the vicinity, within the eye, the vision of the people at the time, then it would be alive. As soon as it would go out of the vision of the people, it would die. And the reason was for this was to, the ulama mentioned, is to differentiate between the power that Allah gave to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and Allah's power of creating. And as well as this, another miracle of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is that they spoke in the cradle. And this is also a very unique point within the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. When they were born, and their mother Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha brought them to their family, and she had adopted and she had kept a fast upon the command of Allah. And when she indicated towards Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he began to speak. And the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in the Holy Quran Sharif as well. And then the ulama mentioned, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam only spoke at that particular time. And then from then until the normal age that a child begins to speak, he began to speak. But between that time period, so only from that time onwards, there was no conversation. So that was very specific for that moment. Again, to highlight the purity and the chastity of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected this honorable family. And we know that near to the end of the time and on earth, within the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam back down, and he will follow and become an ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. And that's the point that I was about to mention that as well, that this is absolutely beautiful, Shah Sahib. Look how fortunate we are. Look how lucky we are. It's mentioned that the prophets, they used to make this dua that, Ya Allah, allow us to be part of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that the prophets before us, they used to make this dua. And look how fortunate we are that without even asking Allah, Allah has made us part of the best ummah, alhamdulillah. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, is mentioned about him that he will come back to this world, but not as a prophet, as an ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That shows you how lucky we are that, alhamdulillah, we are part of the ummah of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that we should thank Allah for as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Shah ji, bahut Allah ta'ala ne azim nabi e jane bare ch sa gal karne a pe te inna ki bahut sare jada na moajzaat ata hoye se te jis eh vi unna bhai ke pungde vich in pungda hi ane ko choli se te unna dekho pehli ik te pehli badi chi gal inna dasi ke sarkar e madina sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam farmaya maade te isa alaihi salam ne us darmiyan koi nabi nahi ho laga baat khatam ho gayi hai. ਹੈ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਬਾਤ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਐਜ਼ ਏ ਨਬੀ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਅੱਛੇ ਲੱਗੇ ਐਜ਼ ਏ ਉਮਤੀ ਆਸਨ ਠੀਕ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੁਣ ਦੇਖੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਹਨੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਤਰਜਮਾ ਕੰਜ਼ੂਲ ਇਮਾਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਹੂੰ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਕਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਮੁਝੇ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਦੀ ਔਰ ਮੁਝੇ ਗੈਬ ਕੀ ਖਬਰੇ ਬਤਾਨੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਕੀਆ ਔਰ ਉਸਨੇ ਮੁਝੇ ਮੁਬਾਰਕ ਕੀਆ ਮੈਂ ਕਹੀ ਹੂੰ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਔਰ ਜ਼ਕਾਤ ਕੀ ਤਾਕੀਦ ਫਰਮਾਈ ਜਬ ਤੱਕ ਜੀਊਂ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਾਂ ਸੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਸਲੂਕ ਕਰਨੇ ਵਾਲਾ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਠੀਕ
یعنی کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے وحدانیت سو بعد ایک میں اللہ نہ بندہ ہے ڈکلیئر ہے پہلے دیہڑے سے ہوں نہ جدو آئے دنیا چ ٹھیک ہے پھر کیا حل گے کہ مکی نماز تے زکات نہیں تے والدہ نہیں خدمت دو چیزاں جتھے بھی تکو اصل دین وچ اس طرح ہی آ جی جتھے بھی اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی عبادت نہ ذکر کیتا اپنے نال ہی والدین والے نال گل بات ہوئی ٹھیک اچھا دوسری معجزات نے والے گل کرو انہیں چار بندے کی مردے کی زندہ کیتا
سبحان اللہ
ٹھیک ہے ساری تفصیل تے کیڑے کیڑے بندے سے سارے اچھا لیکن انہیں دسیا مادر زاد اندھا پیدائشی انہیں کی اکھاں دتیاں سن لیکن سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے جدوں باری آئی نا اور لکڑی جس نے نہ اکھاں سیاں نہ کن سے تے نہ زبان سی جی اور لکڑی مطلب کہ انہوں نے بھی اپنا معجزہ آیا پر سرکار نے معجزہ سب سوتا ماں جی انہوں نے تو پھر بھی مردیاں کی زندہ کیتا سن چلو وہ بولنے سے اٹھیتا ہے فتح حیبر نہ موقع ہویا تو سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی ایک دست پیش کیتا ہے کہ زہر پریا ہوا تھا اس سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم نوش فرمایا لیکن وہ بولیا حالانکہ ایک پارٹ سا باڈی نہ ہو پوری نہیں سی لیکن سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے تو ایسی ایسی مطلب کہ جڑے نا وہ چیزاں جڑے زندہ ہونے نا بٹے سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سلام کر رہے ہیں
بولتے ہیں سنگریزے آپ کے اشارے سے دیکھے ہیں شجر چلتے آپ کے اشارے سے معجزات شاہ کی ہے دور دور تک شہرت چاند ہو گیا ٹکڑے آپ کے
اشارے
سبحان اللہ
کیا بات ٹائم شارٹ رہ گیا ہے Arun bhai, aap kya baat karenge inshallah?
It is a very essential belief of ours that Isa al-Islam was neither murdered or nor crucified, and the reality was that there was a hypocrite who entered the home to inform people about his location. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that same person look like Sayyidina Isa al-Islam. His face was turned the same, but the hands and feet of that person were different. And those people, they thought that this person is Sayyidina Isa al-Islam. So they crucified the same person believing that he was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and these beliefs that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens alive and that he used to return as an ummati again to this world is an essential belief of Islam and of the Ahlus Sunnah.
Subhanallah. It's time for Sunnah of the day.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
MashaAllah. Another segment is Sunnah of the day, and Sunnah of the day میں ہم بات کریں گے being humble. یہ بھی یاد رکھیں. یہ تو ہم کہتے ہیں سیدھے ہاتھ سے کھانا سنت ہے, تو امامہ پہننا سنت ہے, تو عاجزی اختیار کرنا بھی سنت ہے, نرمی اختیار کرنا بھی سنت ہے, حلال کمانا بھی سنت ہے. یہ سنتیں بھی ہمیں یاد رکھنی چاہیے. تو being humble انشاءاللہ کیا فرماتے ہیں.
I'll just go to the definition first and foremost, and then I'll mention some aspects in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which highlighted humility. So he mentions that humility is to show gentleness to other people in view of their natures, their ranks and statuses, and also to consider oneself as being inferior to other people. This is the, you know, literal linguistic definition of humility. If we see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people about adopting humility. There's a famous narration which highlights this point. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيَّ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا حَتَّى لَا يَفْخَرَ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. Allah Almighty revealed to me that people should adopt humility to the extent that nobody should have arrogance or pride over another person. And in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We see this very clearly, that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the king of, you know, all of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit the sick, those who are unwell. He would also attend the funeral, and it's also mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his very unique qualities was that he would accept the invitation of even the poor people, even the slaves. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his humility could be seen in the food that he would eat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once invited for barley bread and an even old curry, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this, as mentioned in the Shama'il of Tirmidhi. And a very final point is mentioned on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada', the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to perform the Hajj of his blessed life. He accompanied, which was accompanied by over 100,000 devotees, you know, Sahaba-i Kiram. But what was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam riding upon? His blessed she camel,
which had an old saddle upon it. Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi blessed body had a blessed shawl whose price was not equivalent to even 4 dirhams. This is the ikhtiyari, the humility that the Prophet sallallahu chose to live his life as a humble slave and a distinguished, you know, nobody could ever reach the level of ubudiyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi had. So we be very careful in our language when we speak about the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we must remember that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the reasons behind expressing humility as well as being a command of Allah, as well as showing your submission to Allah, is to teach us as well the way the Prophet lived their life, such a simple life, so that we as lovers of the Prophet, as true devotees, should also follow suit and live our life simply as well.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah, Shastab, in regards to being humble, this is very, very important, especially in today's day and age. And it's very, very important in our lives that we be humble. Now, one of the ways that, you know, you can test yourself if you're being humble or not is that if someone high up calls you, a person responds straight away. A person wants to go, he will cancel everything. But someone who is slightly below you, that person calls you for anything, for an event or for a meeting or whatever. The person doesn't show any lift for that person. So this is where we should be humble. And like Bilal bhai just mentioned as well, that no matter who would call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would attend. He would spend time with the poor people. He would spend time with the servants. He would accept their da'wat as well. And this is how our character should be today as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Shaji, deen narmi nal phailya. Asan ki kaaraan, baaraan, bache, kamay liyan aliyan, jithe viya, narmi nal guftgu. Narmi nal, har cheez. کہ سرکار صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم فرمایا کہ اللہ پاک رفیقہ تا رفق کی پسند کرنا نرمی کی پسند کرنا تا جس چیز ہی اللہ تعالیٰ جیڑی چیز نرمی پر عطا کرنا نہ سختی پر نہیں دینا اللہ تعالیٰ مومن تسا نرم ہونا تا پھر میرے علیہ سنت کیسی کتاب لکھی میٹھے بول جی کتنی نرم گفتگو سی انہوں نے تا لاکوہان نے بیٹا تا کودار مبلکی انہوں نے کیا ہے جی تاری کتے نے دم چنگی ہے مارے کتے نے دم چنگی ہے سنی داری تا انہوں نے کیا نرمی نہ جواب دیتا
اللہ اکبر
ہر کام جو نرمی نہ لو سینا اور سالہ پڑھنے نے تعلق رکھنا
جی کیا فرماتے ہیں
humility means that you should bow to the truth and follow it. And if you hear the truth, even from the most ignorant person, you should accept it. Whereas Muslims, we should be like an empty bowl. We're always ready to accept criticism. And when we are corrected, we take that on board and use it to help ourselves rectify. Not that we become more ignorant and, you know, more the opposite of what we're trying to get to.
So, mashallah, being humble in simple word, kehte hain hadith paak mein, Allah Azza wa Jal like those who have humbleness. Allah Azza wa Jal ko jo na takabbur pasand nahi. Aur jo takabbur karne wala hai, wo jannat mein nahi jayega. یہ یاد رکھیے گا. اور یہ دل کے اندر ہوتا ہے اپنے آپ کو بڑا سمجھنا, اپنے آپ کو یہ سمجھنا, یہ نہیں. عاجزی, یہاں بیٹھ گیا نہیں, مجھے آگے کیوں نہیں بٹھایا, مجھے یہ کیوں نہیں کیا, اب یہ ساری چیزیں کیا ہیں؟ عاجزی نہیں ہے. عاجزی تو یہ ہے کہ اللہ کی رضا کے لیے کام کر رہا ہے, بٹھایا بٹھایا, کھانا دیا دیا, نہیں دیا نہیں دیا, کوئی بات نہیں. اپنے اندر عاجزی پیدا کرے, انشاءاللہ کامیابی ملے گی. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل اور دعوت اسلامی کے ساتھ جڑے رہیں, مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.